Okay, money and markets. The dollar is off a little bit. It's down just a tad below 100, so it's down 2.5% for the year. Again, big question whether it will see the 100 or hold the $100 line. There's a great headline in Bloomberg yesterday that says, gold up, market shock because Trump does what he promised. But all the noise around the immigration brouhaha, I think, was helping gold. TLT, the long treasury, is flat. It's up about 20 basis points for the year. The intermediate is up 3 basis points. When I say basis points, that's 0.01%. The corporate bond aggregate, up 7 basis points, and junk flying at 1.5%. God knows, I'll never understand junk. Equities, the S&P now up almost 2% for the year. And the home builders almost up that much with it. Europe now up, Europe looking much stronger, 3.27, and the Germany up 4.23 strong. The developed markets up 3.71, the large caps in China up 5.65%, small caps up 6.1%, and the emerging up 6.7%. So very, very strong this year. Commodities up almost a percentage, and gold, woo, flying up 5%, and silver up 9.93%. That's just in the first month. And then oil flat, negative 2.37. So the administration keeps talking pro oil, which is good for supply, but not good for price. Okay, big story, of course, is the Iran ballistic missile launch test this weekend. The United States has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. The U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has just gotten through her appointment, and so she was in position to say that the world should be alarmed by the test and is calling for unspecified UN action. The U.S. is taking the position it's against the relevant UN resolution, so we'll see what happens. But clearly, Iran was being, I would say, purposefully irritating. And interestingly enough, the missile launch test failed, so probably good news all around. The Irish Times reported that the Saudi Arabia Aramco is considering investing $5 billion to renewable energy, which really shows you again the deeper trend. This is not politics. This is the fact that solar is getting significantly more competitive and the battery technology is getting significantly more competitive. So expect the world to go to a very robust, resilient energy model where we're doing renewable, we're doing oil and gas, particularly gas. And the question is, will breakthrough energy technology come out? Who knows? The war on cash continues. I've put up a couple stories. It's very ugly because most people don't understand where an all-digital money system is going. I put up a video, it's a short interview of Aaron Rousseau by Alex Jones. Aaron Rousseau was a personal friend of mine. I can't recommend him to you highly enough. If he said the Rockefellers said what he says, which is the Rockefellers want people chipped, then the conversation really happened, and what he's saying is true, which I do believe. So I talk about it with Jeff Rentz in the Jeff Rentz interview, and I think I talked about it a little bit with Saker, but I strongly recommend you watch that video because you need to understand how dangerous a cashless world is. It's one of the reasons I'm very concerned about Bitcoin. And I know all the Bitcoin lovers always give me a hard time when I say that, but if Mr. Global controls the pipes of the internet and digital systems, which he does, then you have to understand, he's got us all prototyping digital money for him. There is a stall on Obamacare as Congress once again realizes how difficult it is to try and re-engineer something that reflects profound corruption throughout the ecosystem. So we have insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies who are all making lots of money, and hospitals and this and that. So you have an entire ecosystem of people depending on huge and hideous profits that could be subject to competition, and certainly they don't want that. And then you have a whole world of consumers who don't want to change their habits or make all sorts of choices that would be made if we were in a cash system. So, you know, Washington's got itself in the middle of a swamp that goes from sea to shining sea, and they're really not in a position to get any part of the ecosystem to face reality. They're kind of in the middle. So they're squirming around, and to help everybody understand what's going on, think of this as sort of the healthcare part of the red button story. I put up an article that I wrote in the end of 2012, beginning of 2013, called Coming Clean Beyond the Fiscal Cliff, where I basically describe why Washington is stuck on the budget, and it's going to continue to be until we bring transparency and face certain issues. So, and I think there are many solutions, but I think first you got to face what's really going on. I put up a little commentary last week called Privatization the Root, where I showed the price on bonds coming down and the stock market going up. Basically, what it says is government's cost of capital is getting more expensive and big corporations' cost of capital is going down relatively. So the spread between government cost of capital and corporate cost of capital continues to narrow. And finally, a book review last week called Hooked, How to Build Habit-Forming Products. It's the next in a series we're trying to do of how entrainment and other high-powered technology is used to create addiction. I wrote one book on gambling. Another, Jason Worth, wrote a great review on pornography. And I keep trying to focus everyone on the dangers of the kind of technology we're up against.